Organizers with the Newark-based People's Organization for Progress will lead a rally in Newark tomorrow to mark the 49th anniversary of the March on Washington of 1963, a critical moment in the civil rights movement. The afternoon rally will be held at Newark's Lincoln Memorial, just as the 1963 rally took place at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the event with Lawrence Hamm, chair of the People's Organization for Progress.
Tomorrow, the People's Organization for Progress will commemorate the 49th anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington. That was the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, also known as the Great March on Washington. And most people are familiar with it through the fact that that is the march where Dr. King, the march on the Lincoln Memorial, where Dr. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech.
Now, I see where you are also raising the issue of how, here it is 49 years after that historic march in Washington, we're facing some of the same voting laws and challenges to even people's ability to vote, which we are seeing in so many states. What are your thoughts about that?
The March on Washington of 1963 was one of the key events that gave impetus and momentum to the civil rights movement and led ultimately to the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which was instrumental in abolishing legal apartheid in this country, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which in fact politically empowered millions of black people across this country, not just in the South. Many people think that it was just in the South where blacks were being kept away from the polls, but it was, of course, a large part of it was in the South, but it was really spread throughout the country, and the Voting Rights Act helped to bring an end to that and empowered, politically empowered millions of African Americans who have used their vote since 1965 to elect literally thousands of black office holders across this country. And that's relevant today because we know that there is an effort afoot in the country to, in fact, disempower millions of African Americans, other people of color, poor people, and many people in general through these voter ID laws, which have been passed in 34 states across the country. So we see on the anniversary, how ironic it is, on the anniversary of the March on Washington, which led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, that here we are almost a half a century later, and racist and reactionary elements are still working to, in fact, take that vote away from people who fought so hard for it.
Mm-hmm. We are seeing more, especially the political talk shows, CNN, MSNBC, etc., that so many people watch and listen to, where there seems to be a kind of a growing general acknowledgement that a lot of these voter ID laws were passed specifically to impact and suppress the black vote, the votes of elderly people, of students. Do you feel that message is getting out there, that there is some public consciousness that that's what this is about and not about preventing voter fraud, as has been presented?
I think there is definitely an awareness of that fact and a growing awareness because people are talking about it more, but there's still not enough awareness, and we still have to do more to alert people to the fact that their right to vote may be denied them when they go to the polls on November the 6th. So we are working, People's Organization for Progress, we're still having daily protests. We're doing voter registration every Saturday. We've been doing voter registration every Saturday since January 1st of this year. So we're doing what we can. The NAACP is doing what it can, and other organizations are doing what they can. But we need people to do more. People definitely need to be made aware that these efforts are going on, and they need to be educated as to how they can prevent this from happening.
Could you give us the information for tomorrow's action?
Yes, we're asking everyone in the WBAI listening audience to please come and join us, the People's Organization for Progress, tomorrow, Tuesday, August the 28th, for our commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington. It will take place tomorrow, Tuesday, August 28th, at the Lincoln Statue in front of the Essex County Courthouse at the intersection of West Market Street and Springfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. We will be there from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And we're asking everybody to come out. If people need directions and travel information and other information, they can contact the People's Organization for Progress at 973-801-0001. It's important to note, tomorrow, August 28th, is not only the anniversary of the March on Washington, but it's also the anniversary of the murder of Emmett Till. In fact, many people are probably not aware that one of the reasons why the march was held on August the 28th was because that was the anniversary of the murder of Emmett Till, a teenager from Chicago who was visiting relatives in Money, Mississippi, and he was killed by a racist there. Emmett Till died on August 28th, 1955, and the March on Washington is August 28th, 1963. So we will also be memorializing Emmett Till.
Lawrence Hamm is chair of the People's Organization for Progress based in Newark, New Jersey. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.